With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Greatness comes few times in a lifetime. Years of training, playing, and studying Pokemon games has culminated to this very moment. Today, two men enter the trivia ring of Game Corner to match wits. Linian, calculated and strategic, goes head-to-head against the British gent who relies on his instincts. Who will come out on top today in the championship of Puckle Game Corner?
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and today we have our Game Corner Tournament of Champions championship match. Before we get into that, let me just remind you folks that Puckle... If you are new to us, Puckle stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League. It is a nonsensical name that, despite what he claims, our fearless leader Thatch came up with in 2007. Anyways, with that out of the way, we have two wonderful contestants who have gone through some wonderful battles, trivia battles, to get here today. First, we have Linian, who on his road here took down the likes of Seth Vilo and Winmore. Go ahead and say hello, Linian.
Hey, guys.
All right. Anything else you want to say besides hey before we get introduce your opponent?
Well, all I've got to say is that if Disney Channel movies have taught me anything, it's the scrappy young American underdog who always comes out on top. So I feel pretty good about this.
All right. And his opponent, we have... the British gent, who on his path to the championship took down Ash, Nightwind, and Babalu. How are you doing, British gent?
Hello, good day. Not too bad, thank you very much. Looking forward to this, a bit nervous, and not quite sure who you're calling the underdog.
All right, well, we are glad to have you here, and we are excited for this. Folks, let's set this stage here. So this is the championship. We have three wonderful games for you. And, in fact, we have a brand new game that we're going to introduce on the show today. But before we get into that, let me mention what the winner is going to receive. Besides having the bragging right of being called the Champion of Champions, the winner is also going to receive a 1-year supply of Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves, a 2-year supply of Course La Cola, it won't make your gums bleed, a lifetime supply of Combios, which comes in one enormous bag, it's food, exclusive membership to the Rhyperior Club from the Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where, if it moves, we'll serve it. A trip to the Alola region from Altaria Airs, the sky is the limit. And to top it all off, you also get a DVD box set of Dr. Audino MD. Is that worth playing for, guys?
More than. Oh, I'm looking forward to eating.
All right. With that, let's get into our first game.
It's time for everyone's favorite, Are You a Boy or a Girl?
All right, folks, let's go ahead and get into our first game. As it was just said, we are playing Are You a Boy or a Girl? A quick recap of the rules. Our two opponents are going to be asking yes or no questions to determine who the particular character is. Now, as a reminder, this character was selected by their opponents, so Linian selected the characters for the British gent and vice versa. And with that, the first question is, are you a boy or a girl? I don't think there are any other restrictions. Can you guys think of any other reminders for anyone who might be new to the show about how this game works?
As long as it's a yes and no question.
Yep, yes or no questions, except for the first one, of course.
And it's trying to, in this variant, we're trying to get it as few questions as possible.
Of course, yes. Golf rules, you want to do it in less shots than your opponent. All right, with that, let's go ahead and get started. I have the characters pulled up. And let's go ahead and start with Linian guessing the first character from the British gent. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a girl.
Okay. I think I'll just start softballing here. Do you battle this character?
Yes.
Okay. That narrows down the field considerably. Is this character a gym leader or trial captain?
No.
All right. So we're left with champions, Elite Four, rivals, and evil team. So I think I'm just going to ask, is this an Elite Four or champion?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Generations. Does this character debut before Generation... before or during Generation 4?
No. That's five All questions.
Right. Yep. So, we are in Gens 5, 6, and 7. I think at this point, I need to write them out. So, in Generation 5, we have Chantal. We have Caitlin. But it can't be Caitlin. Because it was Caitlin, she debuted in Gen 3. You did not battle her, but she debuted there. Not Gen 3, Gen 4. Because she was the person that the bodyguard had in Battle Castle. So it can't be Caitlin. So it's only Chantal from Gen 5. From Gen 6, we have Drasna and Malva, who really should go to jail. She was definitely aiding and abetting.
Depending on which canon you're looking at.
She does do the news for the evil takeover, so it's
If I now, as a quick comment, I didn't watch the anime extremely closely when it came to Malva, but she was going against Lysander in that.
But moving on to Gen 7, we have... To clarify, for all of our games, we are playing as if the newest release is Sun and Moon, correct?
Yes, correct. At this point, we are not counting anything from Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. That is a good clarification to make.
Right. So, that means we have Olivia, Acerola, and Kahili. And physical, special. Okay, that doesn't really help me at all. I'm guessing at this point, whittling down generations doesn't help too much, because we've got 1 in 5, 3 in 7, 2 in 6. So actually, I think that means I can cleave it down to a 50-50 if I hit, is this character from Generation 7?
No.
From Alola. Okay. So that means it is Chantal, Drasna, Malva. Those are the three it can be. Unless there was a different Elite Four member in Black White 2. But I don't think there... I have no idea. I've never gotten that far. Please don't pull a Kahili. That's all I can ask. So, two specials and a physical. Drasna, Malva, Chantal. The last vowel in all of their names is A, so that doesn't really help. I guess I'll just ask this. Does this character appear in Generation 6?
No.
Is it Chantal?
Yes.
Okay.
Not bad. Eight questions. Able to get that in. Very good way to narrow it down.
There's nothing like putting the pressure on now, is there?
All right. So, With that, let's go ahead and flip it over to the British gent. I have the character up for you as well that Linian has selected. Go ahead and give it a shot.
Is this a boy or a girl?
This character is a girl.
Lovely job, Lee. Thank you. Right, okay. We'll start off with... do you battle this girl?
Yes.
Right, okay. So, we'll then go to... Is this girl a gym leader?
No.
Not a gym leader. Okay. How can I cut this down a bit quicker? Because I'm nearly halfway through the questions already that he's asked. Right. Is this person a... Oh, I should have had a trial captain in that last question. I just realised. Oh, shoot. Is this person a trial captain or kahuna?
Yes.
I knew it. Lovely jubbly. Right, okay. I'm going to have to cut out. So it's either you, kahuna, or trial captain. So how shall I cut this down? Do I either cut four out straight away, or do I cut out the other two, four, seven? Is this a trial captain?
Yes.
Lovely. Right, okay. So you've got...
That was question number five. You might actually match or even beat Linian at this point.
Yeah, I'm just going to make sure I've got to remember the names. We've got the water, which was Lana. No, wait a minute. Am I right? I've got my head mixed up here. Yeah, Lana. Grass was... Mallow, was it? And oh, wait a minute. Now then, I'm going to shoot one out of the dart here because I'm thinking someone might be planning to play a bit tricky here. And because I asked the question of, is this the kahuna? And is this, I'm just going to shoot for the dart because I want to try and get a little bit of a lead now. Is this a Sirola?
No.
Right, okay. So that leaves down to three. Now, how do we say this now? Is this person, beginning with M, is it Mina?
Yes, it is Mina.
Mina, that's it.
Nicely done, British gent.
Wow.
Talk about putting on the pressure. You did that in seven.
Oh, wow. Great. I'm not quite sure how I did that, but wow.
Well, as soon as you got trial captain, it was game over. There's only one trial captain you battle in the course of the main story, who is a girl, which is Mina. Acerola.
I'm so totally 50-50. Thinking about the trials.
Yeah, you never fight them, which is also why...
No, what a moron.
No, you're fine.
Hey, I would have made the same mistakes. All right.
Well, you know what? Guess what? I'm just going to make a quick note here. That's not going to be in the next round.
Yes, I chose two trial captains and then gave that away.
Alright, so with this next one, folks, let's go ahead and I'll flip back over to Linian. Linian, go ahead, sir.
Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Okay. Do you battle this character?
No, you do not battle this character.
Okay. No battle. So, that is an interesting thing, because that leaves professors that aren't Sycamore or Kukui, that leaves pure supporting cast, and it leaves Looker. I think I'll have to do this by generation, just to get an idea. Does this character appear before or during Generation 4?
Yes.
Okay. So, 4 and back. 4 and back... Male characters you don't battle. That leaves Oak, that leaves Elm, that leaves Mr. Pokemon, I guess. That leaves Rowan. That leaves the elder Stephen Stone, apparently.
I'm sorry, 10 little men.
I'm sorry, 10 little men. Does this character appear in Generations 3 or 4?
No.
Okay, so I can rely on my 90s skills with a Z to beat this. All right, so there are the two professors. There are Oh, I pray it's not one of the Rocket admins. I do not remember any of them. It could be. I think I need to. It's costing me questions, but I need to cut this down. Does this character appear in Generation 1?
No.
Okay, it's a Gen 2 debut of male characters you don't battle. So it could be Elm. I'm 90% sure you fight the Psycho Suicune Sleuth. So it's not you, Scene. Right? Because he, like, challenges you and he's got all those... Like, right outside of How Much Wood Could Woodchuck Chuck's gym. So I guess I'm just going to ask, is this Professor Elm?
No.
Oh, great. Who else did you not battle? Oh, Gen 2, you were so long ago.
It's not like these games, you know, haven't been re-released recently or anything.
I don't play old games. I'm not that decrepit. Let's go through my mental Heart Gold Soul Silver run. New Bark, you get your Pokemon, you look at a guy staring through a window but are unable to stop it. You run up. There's Mr. Pokemon. You give him an egg. And you run back. You're battling pretty much everyone as you go. You get to the ruins. There's no one there at the ruins. You get to the Bellsprout Tower. You battle everyone there. Oh, crap. Is it Kurt?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, good.
Wow. In 7 questions. Nicely done. Nope. All right.
I feel like the first round for me might have been a lucky shot.
I'm just amazed well done for that. Remembered his name. I just know him as the guy who made me wait a day.
All right. So with that, at this point, Linian, you have a total of 15. Very nicely done. British Gent, let's see how you can counter this with your questions. Go ahead, sir.
Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Right, okie dokes. Do you battle this person?
Yes.
Struth. I was hoping that you wouldn't. Okay. I think I have to go down same lines before. Are you a gym leader or trial captain?
No.
Right, that counts a lot out. Thank you. Are you a Elite Four member, champion, or kahuna?
No.
Right, okay. So that leads me down to general rivals, evil teams, and there is a professor that battles you. Are you a... Now, which way do I go with this now? Are you a rival or professor?
No. It's 5 questions.
Right. I'm going on the lead that it's going to be an evil team and not just some random NPC out there that you've chosen for me. Right. We need to get down to generations. Do you encounter this person in either generations 1 to 4?
No.
So it's 5... Or 6, because everything should be counted out. Number 7, I'm hoping. 5 and 6, are you? Okay, evil teams, 5 and 6, we had, how daft is it, is Generation 6, and I can't think of the big lion head main evil character, or his sidekick. That he had evil scientist. So you got those two in Gen 6. Gen 5, which was black and white, which you had. It's Gestus? I can't remember his name now. No, N would have been your rival, clarified as. Right, is this character in Gen 6?
No.
Oh, come on. Right, okay, so Generation 5. Right, the only name that I can think of right now, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly. I'm pretty sure it's spelled with a G-H or something like that. Is it Getsis? Yeah, I can't.
That is the way that I would pronounce it as well. It is not Getsis.
Lovely. Just fantastic. Gen 5, I hate you. Who else is the... Who else? Oh, man. I can't think. My mind's going blank right now. Because I did remember that Linian didn't get through Generation 5, I thought he might have missed it out purely for the fact that I might... Oh, man. Gen 5. Who else do you go against? N would have been considered your rival. I'm going to ask the question, is it N?
No.
I doubt it is. It's not. I didn't think it would be.
This next question you asked, just as a heads up, will be question number 10.
Oh, come on. I could only think of that one main bad guy in Generation 5. Okay. Yeah, is this character in Black and White 2?
Yes.
All right, you went over the bridges. Hold on. Yeah, wait. Bridges. Yeah, I'm trying to just visualize. Because they changed it all around towards the end, and it was they wanted Reshiram or Kyrim to fuse with. No, they wanted to fuse with Kyrim to get the Ultimate Dragon. I'm going to have to apologize. My mind's absolutely drawing a blank regarding that.
All right, so at this point, should we take the 3-point penalty then?
I think we'll have to, because I'm stumped.
I think we've gone as far as we can with this one. Linian, would you like to reveal this character?
It's Colress.
Oh, for the love of mighty!
He uses
Why couldn't I not picture him? Oh, that lanky, blonde-haired piece of rubbish.
He uses a behem.
He's don't you start on that. Don't you dare. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Actually, no. I've never fought him with his behem.
Because you never finished the game.
I didn't figure out what was going on.
All right. British Gent, a very tough one. If I was in your same spot, I'd probably take twice as many questions. That is a really, really tough one. But good job on that. That one totaled up 14. So the total after this round, you have 21. So it's 15 to 21. Linian has a 6-point lead. But let's see if the British Gent can come back. Who knows what's going to happen in our new game right after this.
Hey, Bo and Scissor, do you guys eat a well-balanced breakfast?
Yeah, I ate a serving of scrambled torsia cakes.
And set pig bacon.
Oh, and sunkern juice.
And toast.
But no combios.
No, trash. I hate that. It's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's made for animals. It literally comes in...
Like, it's gross.
Yeah, it comes in dog food-sized bags.
Well, then you're not.
Have you had a hankering for some spicy Dunsparce wings at the low price of $9.35? Or maybe you're getting the vapors for some juicy Toro's tenderloin at a steal of $27.96. Whatever the case, head on over to the Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where, if it moves, we'll serve it.
And now, let's play Where in the World is Looker?
Welcome back from that commercial break, Puckalonians, and let me tell you folks, I am excited. As you just heard, we are playing the brand new game, Where in the World is Looker? So, the way that this works is I've had the two opponents choose a few locations in the world of Pokemon. And with this, they need to find out where is Looker? Where is he on his trails looking for bad doings going on trying to save the world? They will ask yes or no questions to try to narrow it down. To help them out, because the Pokemon world is a big, big, wide open space with lots and lots of places, I have provided a map without any names on the map for the players to utilize and use to their advantage. And once the players have narrowed down what region it is in, I also provide them with a list of significant places that they can use to their assistance as well. So that way, they're not stuck thinking, what is the name of that one place over there? And I will also give them a little bit of a hint at the start of each round as to whether this is a town or a city, or whether it is some other general significant location. With that being said, I have the locations pulled up. Burst Gent, let's have you give your first crack at it to see how this game goes. Go ahead, sir. And this place is a town or a city.
Did this town or city first debut in either generations 4 and above?
No.
Okay, so it first debuted in either 1, 2, or 3. Okay, right. Do I ask the random question of this surrounded by water, which knocks out most of Herwin, or not? Do you... I'm trying to think now. Oh, I'm trying to differ because there's only three regions here now. It's either I knock out one or I'm knocking out two. So, is this town or a city? Well, that's not a bad question. Does this town or city have a gym in it?
No.
Aha. Okay. That knocks out quite a lot. The only problem with that is it's those small ones you always forget. Right. Is this town or city in, I'm going to say, Johto?
No.
Not in Johto. Is this town or city in Hoenn?
Yes.
Oh, man. Right, which ones had towns and gyms in? Right. We had... Was it Greenley? Why? I can't think. It's really stupid. We had... Where you started from, you ventured up. You went at... Norman Gym was on the left-hand side. That didn't have... So that can't be that one. You had a gym in... Oh, what's it called? Next to Meteor Falls. Think of was the one next to Top North, Meteor Falls. Fall, is it Fall Bank? I don't know why I'm leaning towards that at the minute. I'm going to ask if it is... I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Is it Fall Bank?
No. Falabar Town? No, it's not.
Falabar Town? No. Okay.
That was question number 5. That was 5.
Right, okay. If I'm correct, what I have left down then is where you started, the town you started in, the town above it, because there's nothing, literally there's nothing there. It's not what I've just mentioned. And the only other place I can think of that doesn't have a gym is the one that's located in the water. So I'm down to three places. I want to try and make sure I ask the question correctly before I muck myself up. Is this, if I'm down to three, I'm going to shoot the towns out. I think, is this town, is it put now? It's Pacific Log Town, the one surrounded by water?
Yes, it is.
Ah,
go.
Okay, right. Good job. Well, it's the one. I was literally thinking you then, Linian. It's the one place out of the way. Nothing happens there.
I should have done Verdant Turf.
I'll say
that's the best one.
You did miss Verdant Turf, and Verdant Turf is hard to remember. But yeah, okay. So yeah. In six questions, the British gent. Very good. I like that. Yeah. All right.
I am not going to be able to do that. Let's go.
Well, let's see. Go ahead, Linian, and start asking your questions about this location.
All right. You've had the good example. Time for the bad example. Does this location debut in a DS generation Pokemon games? So generations 4 and 5.
Yes.
Oh, it's in Unova. Oh, it's in Unova. I know it. But I'm going to ask, is it in Unova?
No.
Oh, thank mercy. Merciful justice, thank you. Okay. And this, and we've established this is a town or a city.
I forgot to mention, this is a town or a city, yes.
Does this town or city have a gym?
No.
Okay. So, that leaves Twin Leaf. That leaves Sand Gem. That leaves Jubilife. Wow, there are a lot of pointless towns in this game.
There's a reason Gen 4, like, takes forever to play.
Well, yeah, that and the walking speed. Then you go to Orberg, which has a gym. Then you go to Eterna, which has a gym. Then there's Celestic Town. It's nearby there, looking on my map. Then there's the place with the Celestion Town. Then there's... Hartholm has a gym. Pistoria has a gym. Sunny Shore has a gym. Oh, it could be the fight, battle, or resort areas. Man, there's so many useless towns in this game.
So how are you going to narrow down which useless town it is?
That's why I'm naming them, because I'm trying to figure out.
So we've established that it is a town without a gym in Sinnoh.
Yeah, a town without a gym in Sinnoh. I'll just ask this. Assuming a normal playthrough of Platinum, okay?
Okay.
Because Platinum has a different gym order.
Okay.
Assuming a normal playthrough of Platinum, can you get... Do you hit this town before the fourth... before the fourth gym? Which would be Twinleaf to Sand Gem to Jubilife to Orberg. Eterna.
Yes.
Okay. That makes it so much easier. So it's Twinleaf, Sand Gem, Jubilife. None of them have gyms. Then you hit Rourke. Then you hit Gardenia. Then you do the Cycling Road, Cave, and you're in Hartholm. In Hartholm, in Platinum, there's a gym. Because they shifted Fontina way up. Because then you go to Maylene. And so you... So it's not Celestic Town, it's not the battle area, it's not those horrible subcontinents. It's Sand Gem Town, it's Twinleaf Town. Is this a town?
Yes.
Okay. Is this Twinleaf Town?
No.
Is it Sand Gem Town?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how many was that?
That was 7 questions.
Okay, I don't feel bad about that.
All right. So, let's go ahead and flip it back over, British Gen. Let's see how you do with this one. You can go ahead and start asking your questions after I let you know that this location is a place.
It's a place.
Yes, as in not a town or a city.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Do you visit this place for the first time? Hold on. From either in generation 4 or above.
And just to verify, by 4 and above you mean 4 through 7?
Yes.
Just making sure we're clear on the question.
Yeah.
The answer to that is yes.
Right, okay then. So, that leaves me. Sinnoh, Unova, Kalos, Onula. So, can I ask the question, do I visit this place, I'm writing place down now because I didn't do it a second ago, either in Sinnoh or Unova?
Yes.
I swear to God, if you send me back there now, hang on. Is this place in Sinnoh?
Yes. Unova, right. Where trivia goes to die.
Right, so we're in Sinnoh. Okay, right. Place in Sinnoh. There's no point asking about gyms because that's out of the question, isn't it? Lovely. Place. Right. Okay. We've got all the lakes, haven't we? We've got the lakes. What else have we got? We have Oh, wow. There's a lot of places, isn't there? Oh, yeah, you've picked a good one. Now then, how do I cut this down? Here's a question. At this place, do you encounter either a legendary Pokemon that going by legendary, also including the Mesprit and all them lots?
Let me just verify and make sure. The answer to that is no. Great question.
Right. Oh, that cuts a lot out. So, we have got places like... Furuta Meadow. We don't encounter... If I remember right, we don't encounter... what's the grass... little legendary thing. We don't encounter him, but you can take him there. So, Furuta Meadow. The Flower Paradise. Oh... Ironworks. Galactic Warehouse. Galactic Warehouse. Is that where they take Mesprit and all them lot? So do we encounter them? We don't encounter them as such, I would say. Can I just specify that as an encounter? Is an encounter where we battle them.
That's fine. Yep.
Right. Okay. Then.
And the answer is still no. You do not encounter the same. Them at this location.
Yeah. Right. Okay. No worries. Right. Okay. So we've got the lakes around. How do I cut this down even more now? Then. I don't know if this is worth asking or not now. I was thinking about asking the same question as Linian did about going on the places near where water lies. Oh, wow. Oh, does this place... how can I phrase this now? I know there's places like Valley Windworks where... I've got Friday in my head for a reason. You could go and you could find drift looms. And I think there was a couple other places where you could randomly meet specialised Pokemon that turn up. So does this place, if you visit it on certain days, have a certain or a rare Pokemon appear?
That's a very iffy question, and let me just...
not very effective?
That's a good question. Is this not very effective? Alright, so ask your question one more time. I just want to make sure that I answer it appropriately. I think I have an answer for it, but I need to...
Okay. If you visit this place on a certain day... of the week, does a more rare Pokemon appear?
Let's do this. I think this is the only fair way to do this one. I'll have to say that this question has no effect. Audience, we determined ahead of time that if there's a question that can't really be answered appropriately with yes or no, we're just going to say it's not very effective. And did we say, is that going to count as a question or not?
Yeah, it'll count as a question.
Yeah,
it's still good to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it's still a question.
So I'm going to say that the question is not very effective, basically because it's difficult to answer that one.
That's okay, Snag, because of that to me means that there's a possible grotto at this place. Which mainly grottos appeared on routes, but there was an odd few where they appeared just outside, let's say a cave, and it was still classed as part of the cave, I think it turned up. Oh, I'm trying to think now. The reason that I remember this is because I watched Nappy and Shady were a soul link, and there was a grotto outside one of the caves, and they missed it, and it really bugged me. And I can't think. Is this place? I'm going to ask: is this place a cave?
No.
No.
That's five questions.
Man, I'm trying to think.
Although, is this place a cave is a great question in general for these games. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Does this place, does the name of this place have anything to do with nature?
Yes.
Right, okay then. So that puts me down to, I would say, possibly the Great Marsh. Then you've got the Floramona Meadow and the Flower Paradise. And I want to say Eternal Forest. And I think... Right, I've got to try and think like Lillian right now. Because it's so out there, you could only go to it. I'm going to ask, is this place Flower Paradise?
No.
Okay, is this place Floramora Meadow?
No.
No. Right, so that's down. Am I down to Eternal Forest? And did that have it? Oh, geez, where was that? I'm going to ask if it was Send Off Spring.
No.
You see, you think you've got a place where it's absolutely random out there where Lillian is going to pick and he doesn't. Oh, wait. Is this Trophy Garden?
No.
No, no, because that had they.
Okay. So just to kind of recap again, we're in Sinnoh. We have a place that has a name related to nature. And it is not a place where you're going to encounter a legendary to battle them. I think that basically sums up. And then you've also determined a handful of places that it is not.
I can't think of it. There's two places I can think of now. I'm getting at those: Eternal Forest and Marsh, the Great Marsh. I'm going to ask, is it Eternal Forest?
No.
Is it the Great Marsh?
Yes.
Oh, jeez, I went around it so many times thinking it wasn't going to be that.
I think you did as well as you could with that one. That one was really, really tricky. The reason that I got stuck up on the question about on certain days, are there certain Pokemon there? Like, you were thinking, like, Drifloon, and that was a really good idea. But how the Great Marsh works is that each day there is a new Pokemon, like, in each area, and you have to use the binoculars to look at it. But your question was, did it happen on a specific day? So it's not like you go there on Friday and there's going to be something there specifically. So,
mm-hmm.
So all right. So that took you 12 questions. Your total for this round is 18. Let's see what Linian can do to respond to what you have selected for him. All right, so Linian, go ahead and find out, where is Looker? Where is Looker right now? And I will tell you that Looker is in a place of some kind, not a city or town.
Do I just go for the Unova question just right off the top? Because I know he knows, I don't know it. And as funny as that would be, I think I'm going to lead with my typical question. Does this debut in a DS generation Pokemon game?
No.
Okay, so we got the Game Boy and the 3DS generations. Does this debut in a Game Boy generation?
No.
Okay. Is it in Kalos?
No.
Oh, so we're in Unova. Not you, bleh. Wow, Alola. We're in the Hello region. Okay. Let's So it's a place. It's a place. The thing about Unova. Why do I keep saying Unova? I'm just terrified.
I think it's
back.
Just your favorite region.
No, did you shut your mouth? Places cannot include routes, right?
Yeah, I would not let them pick like route 101 or something silly like that.
Yeah. Okay. Just clarifying. So we're on our journey. Pony Island really screws this up in general because it has no routes and no. Is it a cave?
No.
This is the worst region for this. Now I'm seeing the beauty of it as a question, because Alola has like no routes and towns. It's all just things. Mercifully, it can't be several of the Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon locations. They add a lot. Is this location on the first two islands? Mele Mele or Akala?
Yes.
Okay.
That's five.
I just realized I was not accounting for Aether Paradise. That would have been bad if it was there. So, on Mele Mele places, there's Mele Mele Meadow. Yeah. There's Verdant Cave. There's the Trainer School. There is 10 Carat Hill. And there's Seaward Cave, and there's Ka'ele Bay. Those are the places. Ka'ele Bay is tempting just because it's a very... you're not going to go there unless you really know about it. On Akala Island, there's Paniola Ranch, Brooklyn Hill. I think I need to narrow this to a... Is this a trial site?
No, it is not a trial site.
Okay, that actually knocks out a lot of Akala. Leaving Paniola Ranch. Then you from Brooklyn Hill to Whale Volcano. For Whale Volcano, you just go across to Lush Jungle. And Lush Jungle is just that thing. It could be Diglett's Cave. Is it on Mele Mele Island?
No.
Okay, so I know it's on Akala. That's very helpful. Can't be Brooklet Hill. It could be Diglett's Tunnel. It could be Hano Beach. Do you encounter this after let's say Kiawe's trial?
Again, you're requiring me to remember the order of which these go. From what I
Kiawe is one of the later ones. It goes Kiawe, then you go up around the Cape to Mallow, and then down through Diglett's Tunnel.
Let me look here. I would say that you encountered this place before Kiawe's trial.
All right, so it's before Kiawe, so that's not too bad. That leaves Paniola Ranch. That leaves... Really? Now I'm worried I'm forgetting something. Or I just narrowed it down really well. Because you don't hit... is it Paniola Ranch?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Hey.
All right.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, nicely done. That took
well
you,
done with that.
Yeah, it took you 9 questions to get there, making... for this round, Linian, your total was 16. British Gent, yours was 18. So going into our last round, Linian, you lead with 31. British Gent, you're at 39. So when we come back from this next commercial break, folks, we will find out who is going to be the winner of our Tournament of Champions. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. Say Alola to Alola.
Alola!
Travel the region on local Pokemon with Pokemon Ride.
Tauros are really hard to steer when you have hooves.
Challenge yourself with local trials.
Look at all the little fishy! Oh, big fishy!
Even visit remote islands.
The trees have eyes.
Discover Pokemon exclusive to Alola.
pack bug spray, because the mosquitoes here are no joke.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Ogno. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
It's time for Who's That Pokemon?
And welcome back, Puckleonians. From our last commercial break, we have our last round in the championship match between the British Gent and Linian here. As a reminder, the recap of the score, Linian has the slight edge. The score is 31-39, and we are playing the classic, the original, Who's That Pokemon to Determine the Champion. So with that, the gentlemen have selected their competitor's Pokemon, and let's go ahead and get started. British Gent, I have the Pokemon, the first Pokemon that Linian has selected for you. You may go ahead and start your questioning, sir.
Okay. Is it BM? No. Just wanted to get that out of the windows. Right, no, seriously. Right. Is this a dual-type Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay. Does one of the types match with the EV evolution, including normal?
Yes.
Right.
Boy.
So we've got...
That's Pardon? My line.
Well, it's my round. It's my go. Sorry. So we've got normal, fire, water, electric, and we've got dark, we've got psychic, we've got ice, grass. Does everyone forget Leafy on at times? Oh, and Sylvani. Yeah. So that's fairy. Let's have a look at this now. We've got, now I've got it down to them. How many of these are physical special split? We've got ice. It'd be ice, grass, psychic, dark. Oh, no. Of course, no. They was all special splits, weren't they? The evolutions.
Yeah.
Oh, still need to wake up. Oh, man. Right, okay, I thought I was awake. Okay, how can we split this down even more? We can have... Oh, how about this one? Does one of the types of this Pokemon... Was they specialised in a gym in the Kanto region?
Yes.
So we've knocked normal, fairy, dark, and... ice out.
That's a good question. I like that question.
Yeah. You see, now you can pick that one for your next round, Lillian.
I was going to ask about trials, and I thought that was super clever, and then this happened. So. Stop stealing my thoughts!
Right, let's go for another one. Right, so it's 2 and 3. Is this a... Is this a psychic or electric Pokemon?
No.
Right, so... So, the one of the types has got to be grass, water, or fire. Is this a water type?
No, it is not a water type. That was question okay. 5.
Right. Well, I'll ask if... Is this one of these types, then, a grass type?
Yes.
Right. Right, brain, start thinking now.
So, as a quick recap, we've just determined that this is a dual-type Pokemon, and it is a one of those types is grass.
Yep. Now, does this Pokemon... I want to make sure I get this in the right order now. Does this Pokemon... No, actually, all grass... Literally all grass types have evolution, right? So, does this Pokemon evolve?
Yes.
We'll ask... Has this Pokemon already evolved?
No.
So we are on basic. Basic part grass. Right, okay. Can this... Let's try and think this out. Can this Pokemon be found in Kanto?
No.
Okay. Right, let's get this right. Who's got... Who's a basic that's not in Kanto... So I'm saying not in Kanto, and there's only Oddish coming up that can evolve part grass. Right. Can this Pokemon be found in... Oh, names of places are going out of my brain at a minute. Well, it is, yeah. Johto, Sinnoh Johto, I'm trying to think now. This whole one. There we go. There's another one on the list. Sinnoh. And there's that place that no one cares about.
That's making the show one way or another.
I can't think. Right, hold on. I've tried to think this through now. Right, went on again. What is that damn place called? Have I really down anywhere else that I can think of?
So we're at 10 questions. We know this is a dual type. Basic grass Pokemon that can evolve, and it's not in the Kanto region.
Okay. Can this Pokemon be found in either... Can it be found in Johto, Hoenn, or Sinnoh?
No.
You're taking me back to black and white, aren't you? You evil, evil person. Black and white's been my bane. It's just evil.
I think I might have to do like a black and white special sometime after this.
You can no. I ain't taking no part in that rubbish. That's.
I'll get Whimsicott and Uncle Oshawott and Sublime and they'll have a great time.
Oh yeah, I bet you will as well. Oh man,
I don't like Gen 5, but
I mean, don't get me wrong, I used to enjoy playing it. But right now, in this tournament, I'm absolutely hating it.
In the interest of speeding things along, this doesn't really boost too much into your thought process, but the name of the region is Unova.
Unova, thank you.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, this isn't a test of the maps. That was last round.
Yep.
Right, okay. Right, so I basically got it down to Unova, Kalos, or Alola. Okay, is this Pokemon found in either Alola or Kalos?
Yes.
Right, is this Pokemon found in Alola?
Yes.
Right, grass types in Alola, what did we have? We had Whimsicott, didn't we? So that other typing would be supposed to be fairy. We had Lilligan. Is it Lily? Right, what type? Second typing's in Alola that was with grass. There's no cat. I'm sure. Was Katnia there? It could have been. I can't remember if he was, but not now. Oh, he was. Cacnea was in the desert. So that's a possible dark. And there's no dragon. Water. Grass water. Was it grass water? I know I've got to work in the Alola decks, and I know I'm reading out all the Pokemon from past gens that I know it's not going to be found in. But if I don't do this, this is not going to work for me. The second type for this Pokemon, was it Regarding the special physical split that we had in back in Gen 4, was it on the physical side?
Yes.
Right, okay. So that's got to leave normal fighting with none of them. Poison, ground, flying, bug rock, ghost and steel, but... No. No, he doesn't evolve. The anchored... Delmise? That's the one. That's the one. That one doesn't evolve, so it can't be the grass and steel. Flying... I feel like there's another BM coming along here. Can I cut this down anymore? Right, was the... Is the second type for this Pokemon, would it mean if he was in battle and the sand was up, sandstorm was up, would the Pokemon be affected by damage by it?
Great question. Yes, it would.
Right. So, rock, ground.
That is 15 rat.
So that's got to leave... Oh, why can't I think? Does he's got to be grass poison. I'm going to take... Right, I can't... Right, think. Ah, man almighty. Grass types in Alola. Oh, man, who do we have? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's the mushroom. Oh, is this... not Shinartic. Oh, come on, brain. Think. Is it Morel? Is it Morel?
No.
Oh, come on. I thought I honestly had it then. Right, it's found in Alola. Is the second type poison?
No.
So is the second type bug?
No.
The British gent ponders at his own mind and where he's gone wrong. Right, I've knocked out that it's rock, steel and ground because that wouldn't be affected in a sandstorm. I've knocked out bug and I've knocked out poison. So is this second type flying?
No.
Right, is the second type of this Pokemon, if it was just the single type itself, would it be weak to ghost?
Yes, it is.
Is this type fighting?
No.
Where have I gone wrong? Because I've crossed all my typings out.
You shouldn't have.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So what was your list of physical types?
Physical types is normal fighting, poison, ground, flying, bug, rock, ghost, and steel.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
And...
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say, have I asked the question, is this ghost type?
You have not asked that question.
No, but should I? I think I should. I need to. Is it ghost type?
Yes.
So grass ghost. Right. Okay. Grass ghost. The only ones. Grass ghost was in. I don't know what. Right. Grass ghost. That was a basic, but can still evolve. So unless I've mucked myself up in my own thinking once again. Because in my head, I'd cancelled out what is it? Punkaboo and... What's that? Tree Ghost. Trevenant. The pre-evolve of that one. I'd cancelled those two out. But I'm sure they're the only two ghost grass types. Right, I'll just ask the question. Is this Pokemon Punkaboo?
No.
Is this Pokemon Phantom? Phantom?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, this one is indeed Phantom. And I just looked this up because I was interested. This is an interesting pick for this for sure. But anyways, Phantom is found in Alola on Memorial Hill, but Punkaboo is not anywhere in Alola.
Yeah, I cancelled it out because... I asked the question, right. Is this in Alola? And you said yes, but it can also be found in Kalos. Well played.
Well, all right, well, let's see how well you have played Linian, and let's flip the tables. For the record, that one was 24 questions. Linian, go ahead and start asking your questions about the first one that the British gent has selected for you.
All right. Has this Pokemon evolved?
No.
Can this Pokemon evolve?
No.
All right, single stage. Is this Pokemon dual-typed?
No.
Do I just ask the normal type question now and submit to the awful endless vortex? I think I'll play a little safer. Does this Pokemon share a type with Eevee or any of its evolutions?
Yes.
Is it normal type?
No.
Oh, mercy. All right. So we've got all of the basic special types other than Dragon. And there's just single stagers. So I guess there aren't a lot of single stage fire types or grass types. There are a lot of water types. Some single stage electric boys, but not too many. As far as psychic goes, there are more of those. Single stage dark as well. Single stage fairy, not really. At least not pure fairy, because I said it was dual-typed. Is this Pokemon water-type?
Yes.
Okay, single-stage pure water boy. Can you find this Pokemon in the Alolan regional decks?
As of Sun and Moon, the answer is certainly no.
Oh, okay. So we have a Pokemon who can't be found. Dang it, that's my... That's the 300 I know really well. That's not good. Okay. I think I've got a breakdown. It's a single-stage water. I was going to say, like, what kind of stats it's got. Problem is, probably bulky, I would wager. I think at this point, I can almost start naming things and have a decent shot, I guess. Nothing in Kanto comes to mind. Because Lapras was part ice type. Vaporeon evolved. Most of the water types evolved. Unless I'm forgetting something. I don't think there were any in Gen 2 either. Gen 2 didn't like a lot of single stage Pokemon. Gen 3. I can only think of Love Disc, the Heart Scale Pokemon. I'm sure it has other features, but, you know, it has Heart Scales.
Are you sure it has other uses?
I mean, it can tank something while you revive something in your backline, I guess. Gen 4... Oh, Kyogre! Wow! Kyogre. Did I forget any other ones? Suicune, yes, there are other water types. There's Alomomola, but I know that's in the Sun and Moon decks, so it can't be that. Gen 4 didn't have many single stagers. Did it have any water boys? It had... Ranger events, Manaphy, Fion. Yes, those two. And they don't evolve. They should evolve. They don't evolve. Gen 5 has to have something else to screw me over, yeah? Gen 5 water Pokemon. What did you fish for? Because they replaced all of, like, the normal fishing Pokemon with Stunfisk, which wasn't even a water type. And then that ripoff... the Magikarp ripoff that doesn't evolve. What's its name? Oh no. It's got, like, an evil jaw. I hope it's not evil... Evil Bass Fisher Pro. Gen 6. I'm blanking. Gen 6 didn't introduce many Pokemon. Gen 7, we can't be Gen 7 because I asked if it was in the Sun and Moon Dex. So I'm left with Bass Fisher Pro, Fion, Manaphy, Suicune, and Kyogre. Suicune, Kyogre. Jeez.
All right. I'm going to write these out and see if I can come to some kind of conclusion in writing them out, but I need a second to get the last few in. I've literally just written Bass Boy. I can picture this thing. It had two different variants. One was like a sleek evil one, and the other one was like red and spiky. Why don't I remember this thing? I know you know it.
Welcome to my world, my brain.
Basculin. His name is Basculin. It's a stupid pun. That's what it is. I love puns. Who am I kidding? Yeah, so I think, really, I've got it down to these five. Scratching out Basque Boy and writing Basculin. Oh, here's a way to cut it in half. Does this Pokemon have an I in its name?
Yes.
All right, so it is Suicune, Fionn, or Basculin. Is it Basculin?
No.
Dang it.
But if only it... on that whole of Gen 5, right?
Yeah, it's like, he wouldn't, would he? Is it Fionn?
No.
Is it Suicune?
It is Suicune, yes.
Yay! Well,
I thought I'd try and trip you up going for a legendary over there.
kind of worked.
I was hoping you'd skip over the fact that you were missing legendaries, to be quite honest, when you went through your regions.
Yeah, I thought, like, when you went past Gen 2, like, no single stage water types in Gen 2, let's move on.
Oh, trust me, I was saying the same thing, Snag.
To be fair, my entire memory of the legendary dogs is basically the third Pokemon movie, and I didn't even like it that much. I'm one of the few people who didn't like that one, and I'm sorry.
You mean the third Pokemon movie that just had one of those?
Well, yeah, that's why I only know about Entei. Oh, joy. All right. Pass the torch.
Let's flip it back on over. British Gent, I have the next...
Okay, is the typing of this Pokemon special regarding the special and physical split that happened?
No.
Right, so...
I cut you off there, but no.
One of them. Right, okay. I'm back on to these lovely physical typings that I so loved before. Is this a dual type?
Yes.
Dual type again. Okay. How can we cut this one down? If Sandstorm was up in battle, would you be taking damage?
Yes.
So you'd be taking damage. So Rock sends it out. Okay. How can I cut this down even more? I'm having to rewrite everything because I scribbled everything out on my last round because I was getting that angry. So we've got six left. Can I cut them down to three apiece? Can I cut them down? What can I ask? Get these typing down. Actually, there's not many typings, but these go together. So, is only you against Dark Wood? Is one of these types for this Pokemon normal?
No.
Alright. I asked that question because I was thinking about what Linnea was saying earlier about normal types and he hates. I'm trying to guess them. There's that many. Dual types. So, if I used a psychic move on this Pokemon, would one of the types be weak to its attack?
No. There's five questions.
Right, okay. So, fighting and poison. So that leaves... Is one of these types flying?
Yes. That was question 6 right there.
Flying. So it has to... There... I'm trying to think now. There's no single flying, so it has to be dual. Right, so one of these is flying. Let's go for... Can this Pokemon be found... Let's say... I'm trying to think now. What's going to have the more flying types? Can it be in either... found in Kanto, Johto, or Hoenn?
Excuse me. I am going to go ahead and say yes on that.
It can't be found in there. Right. Okay. Flying types. What did we have at flying? Does this Pokemon evolve?
No.
Doesn't evolve. Is this Pokemon a stage 1?
Yes.
Right. Stage 1 that doesn't evolve. Does not evolve. Part flying. And it's found in Kanto, Johto, or Hoenn. What have we got that only evolves once? Dodrio only evolves once. What else only evolves once? Swellow. Why only evolve? Come on. Knockdown does. Anything else that evolves once that's flying? Don't think it is. Dodrio, Swellow, Knockdown. Only found that I don't. What else? Is anything else that's flying? Oh! It's alright, I'm going down the path and I've got to knock these out the window. The next one, the only one I can think of is Bug. Is it Masquerain? I think. Is it Masquerain? Yeah. That evolves once. I'm sure it turns to flying. Bug flying. Sure it does. And I can't think. I'm going to ask the question, I hate pronouncing Pokemon names. I'm just going to get them wrong. Is it Masquerain?
Yes, it is. Good job.
Aha.
I say, with the line of questions that you'd asked, I think the only other one it could have been would have been Lydian.
Ninjask.
Ninjask as well. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. But yes, it was Masquerain. Nice job. You got that in 10 questions.
I'm so glad I pulled something back then.
All right. So I believe, unless I'm mistaken, this is the final round.
This is the final round. This is it. So, Linian, it is on you. You have a bit of a berth here. Again, for the record, so everyone knows where we're at. Linian is at 42. British Gent, your final score is 73. So, Linian, you have a berth of about 30 to try to get this Pokemon.
You have a slight gap, shall we call it.
A slight gap, yes.
Yeah.
Lovely juggling.
I'm just giving you a chance. I'm a sporting type of guy.
Yeah, well, let's just say I've been known to screw up harder in the last minute. We'll find out how this goes.
Oh yeah, and last round points are tripled. So,
so I've got 10.
All right, go for it.
All righty. Does this Pokemon evolve?
No.
Has this Pokemon evolved?
Yes.
All right, so we're looking at a final form, boy. Does it share its type with any of the Eevee family?
Yes.
Share one of its types, I guess. Is it dual typed?
I'm going to say no.
So, I mean, I'm not going to ask this immediately, but it's Darmanitan. Does this Pokemon have multiple forms?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm answering these to the best of my ability. If I'm misleading you, I apologize.
I'm just fascinated by what might have alternate forms. I think if I narrow down the type, the because you did say it was a monotyped, right? Or am I completely confused?
I don't recall answering a question about monotyping.
I asked if it was dual typed. I did ask that. Yes.
Okay. So let's just say with the one that I am thinking of, with the Pokemon that I am considering, it is a monotype. It is not dual typed.
Okay. Is this Pokemon of a starter type? So like fire, water, grass specifically, a Professor Oak starter, Professor Elm starter type, one might say. All
right. No.
Okay, so it isn't Darmanitan. All right.
So I will tell you, Darmanitan was thrown around, though.
Oh, joy. That's a fun one if you know what Zen mode does.
I'm so glad I changed my opinion now, Snag. Thank you.
You know that one thing that turned into a blue psychic special attacker for no reason? Yeah, try to remember that one.
Which you did, but anyway.
Only because Belly Drum exists, and it's always funny to watch that on Showdown. Let's see. There are electric types to consider. There are... There are electric types to consider. There are ice types to consider. There are fairy types to consider. There are normal types to consider. Is it normal type?
Yes.
Ah, son of... Mm-mm. Not going to make the Eevee sound on the Eevee family question. Nope. No. So it's normal type that may or may not have extra forms. You eventually ruled no?
I eventually ruled no.
Okay. So it's a mono-normal that kind of has alternate forms, I guess. But I don't really think I can rely too heavily on that. It could be Ditto, because each generation has a kind of stupid normal type, or at least a really gimmicky one. They had it in every gen but two, I guess, because they went, you know, like, you had your Ditto, then you had, you had Smeargle, that was Gen 2's. Then in Gen 3, you had both, two of them, in fact, Kecleon, which this could be, and you had your, what is that thing's name? It was Spinda, because it could never have the same pattern, or rather, it was statistically impossible that you could have two of the same pattern. Then in Gen 4, you had Regigigas, who was so gimmicky and terrible. In Generation 5, I'm sure you had something, I don't care.
Think about your line of questioning that you've had so far, the Linnean.
What? Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, wait, never mind. I'm an idiot. I said it's its most evolved form. Huh. Right, and it has evolved. Wow. Okay. I wrote that down. What is wrong with me?
Oh, man, I should have just let you flounder.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
It might have meant he could have caught up with me. Might mean the word.
Is this Pokemon available in the Sun and Moon Alola decks?
That is a good question. Do-do... Survey says... No.
Okay. So it's not available in Alola. Okay. I want to get... Is this Pokemon obtainable in... Hoenn. Okay, if I ask about Hoenn, are we going to include, like, the Mirage Islands from Oras? Or the Radar National Dex Pokemon? Or are we just talking about stuff that can appear on the routes in a normal playthrough?
It depends on what Bulbapedia tells me.
Oh. I don't know Bulbapedia's rules, so that does
good
not
luck with
help.
Bulbapedia then.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Good luck with that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would ask about Hoenn just because I remember Gen 3 super well, but I don't. Would you understand what I mean by Rattata clone?
I do understand what you mean by Rattata clone.
All right. Is it one of them?
No.
Okay, that actually whittles it down a lot. So it's a Gen 6 or previous Pokemon. I'd ask about Kalos, but man, you could catch everything in Kalos.
About half the things, at least.
I guess I can do this. Is this Pokemon a member of a three-stage line or a three-stage line?
No.
Okay, so it's a two-stage boy. That I can manage. Do I have to do my thing? I think I have to do my thing. Can't be Eevee. There's so many. Can't be Rattata. Can't be a lot of Pokemon. Because Alola had a lot of Gen 1. Gen 1 also didn't have too many normal types, from what I'm remembering. Or at least, they had a lot of gimmick. Oh, Snorlax got Munchlax. So it could be Snorlax. Gen 2 had Furret, but I assume that's a Rattata clone. So it wouldn't be that, or regional rodent.
You mentioned you're at 10, by the way.
Why do I have the sinking suspicion I've forgotten something? I probably have. I guess, no, because Apom, so there's Ambipom, because there's Apom. Gen 4 evolutions. Licky. That's probably what I'm forgetting, huh? Buff Bear. Ursaring. Miltank didn't evolve. No. It just crushed my dreams. I'm forgetting something. Slaking's a three-stage line. If it's like... Isn't Delcatty Fairy? No, it didn't get reclassed. It's got normalized. Of course it's not. Wouldn't that be a terrible ability on a fairy type? I mean, I guess it could be... Oh. No, this is kind of a meta thing. But it could be Lopunny, because Lopunny can Mega Evolve, and then it's Dual Type, which would explain the hesitation. It would also explain him going, I don't know if it has alternate forms, because a Mega Evolution is, I wouldn't call it an alternate form. I would agree with what you would have said. There's also Chinchino. Man, I know I am missing so many Pokemon right now. I'm going to take a wild shot. Is it Lopunny?
Yes, it is.
Ah, okay.
British gent, I apologize. I may have let on a little bit too much on that one. I answered it as well as I could.
No, that's all right. I could understand why you might have done. It was one of them I thought, you know what, I'll stick it there. I'll put it out there. It might send him off. It might not, and it didn't work.
All right. With a final score of 53-73, Linnean is our winner and our champion. Here comes the fur alligatorade bath being dumped on him at this time.
It's so cold and sticky. Yeah.
Confetti showering down. Linnean, you've won.
Alligatorade, no.
You've won the Green Tauros, the Corsicola, the Combios, the membership to the Rhyperior Club, the trip to the Alola region, and of course, most importantly, the DVD box set of Dr. Odno MD. Linnean, congratulations on becoming our first champion of champions.
Thank you. It's
congratulations.
Been a pleasure. And British Jet, you put up a lot more of a fight than that would suggest. It was it was close.
No, thank you. I don't think it was as close, but no, congratulations, mate. You played really well. It just goes to show that you know your stuff.
British Gent, thank you very much for joining us. You've been a true honorable competitor throughout this, and I think I've decided in the future I'm not going to have you on because scheduling is terrible with this. I'm kidding. I've enjoyed having you as a competitor. Thank you very, very much for joining us. And again, Linian, congratulations on becoming the champion of champions. Anything you want to say?
Scrawn, watch yourself.
Fight.
And with that, folks, as a reminder, this is Puckle Game Corner. If you want to join, if you thought this was fun to listen to and you want to be part of it, you are certainly welcome to join us. Come sign up in our Discord. You'll find the link to our Discord in the description of this episode here. And you can check us out on our regular show that comes out every Monday. We also have the TCG cast that will come out next week. And also also on this wonderful network, we have the Battlecast, where you get to hear all of your VGC and video game competitive talk. Check us out on all of our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all the other things. Check us out on Twitch, where we stream several times a week with a variety of content. Just come check us out wherever you can find us. I am Professor Snag, and as always, help control the breed eject population. Make sure you get your dittos spayed and neutered. Good night, everybody.
Come on, you didn't choose one of the seven sages, did you?
There are seven sages? What?
Was it the sages?
You also have to remember that Linian didn't play the end of Black 2, White 2.
Yeah. I'll try and take that as a hint. Thanks, guys. I'm considering Enna's arrival. I'd have thought you go off on your run. Keep running into that moron of a rival that you have half a dozen times because he's lost his sister's cat. Linian, you're an absolute... words can't describe how I feel right now. Right, hold on. You don't battle him. You don't battle him, do you? Do you battle them? Do you, wait. I don't have any questions apart from thanks for introducing this new round to us in this final snag. Really happy about it.
I can't tell if that is oozing with sarcasm or...
I mean, we totally appreciate being lied to going up to this, saying we were going to be playing Cliff Hiker, only for you to completely reverse it, making all of our planning worthless.
Do you come across this place if you was playing it on a 3DS?
Yes.
It's all right, because I've just realized something. Because on a 3DS, you can play literally every single generation on it nowadays. So kind of, that might have been a wasted question.
Bulbapedia, why can't you be consistent in your things?
Because they don't have a webmaster like Serebii doing it. I'm pretty sure I could bash my head through a solid piece of drywall. Does it make good radio? If you want to just look, all I'm saying, British Jet, I know you want to call me a smarmy git. It's okay. I am one.
Oh, don't worry. I'll not go as far as name calling. I'll call you clever. I'll call you annoying. I might call you a few things, but I'll not be evil.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is the British gent we're talking about.
No, my ex was British. I know all about British sarcasm and insults.
Okay.
Name calling just means you don't have a more clever version to use.
You might just have to edit this out. I'm just struggling with something at the minute that's just happened. My cup of tea just went over.
Oh, no.
don't worry. I've refilled it. It's fine. I have a cup of tea now. Right.
So wait.
We're at a place.
So you're concerned about making sure your tea is full, not that you like cleaned up the mess?
Well, we've got... Oh, we picked... Oh, wait a minute. Ha, 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 ha.
Is this location on the first two islands?
Let me double check and make sure I answer this the right way.
So, Melee Melee or Akala?
Again, I need to see if I can answer this the right way.
It's not, don't worry. It's okay.
The islands are confusing to me. Leave me alone.
Where did they go? I can't remember where they went after Kant, after Helen.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStar Studios in Verbeek City, it's Puckle Game Corner with MF. That didn't work. And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStar Studios in Verbeek City, it's Puckle Game Corner Tournament of Champions. And now, your host with the most, Professor Snap. Oh my god. Really, computer? F you. And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Poke...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.